It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Or on Highway 40.
The world.
Palestinians.
Russia.
Iran.
China.
Israel-Hamas war.
Affects us at home.
Higher tariffs.
Illegal alien sex offenders.
Buying up U.S. farmland.
Get news every half hour.
Breaking news at once.
The sky gets it right.
News Talk 97.3.
The sky.
Yeah. We're going to make it. We're going to pump it up. We've got a lot to talk about. We're going to have Congresswoman Kat Kamick on momentarily. But it is a happy hump day, Trump day. No knucklehead day. Yeah, thanks, Tim Walz, last night for admitting that you are indeed a knucklehead. Yep. Israel was attacked. We've got that as a major news item. We're going to get to all that and more coming up. It is 8:06, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And joining us right now, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Did you stay up and watch the debate, and what was your take?
Well, I actually got in late, so I only caught the tail end of it. We had been out all day doing damage assessments from the hurricane, but from what I did see, it looked like a total tail whipping. I cleaned that up. you know, just even if you were to mute the screen, you could see just a total opposite of Waltz. Looked nervous. He looked like he lacked confidence. He was shaky on policy. And there you had J.D. Vance, very confident, very, I think, open and really able to articulate policies that put America back on track. So I think that this was hands down a J.D. Vance win. But I'm hoping that people are starting to really recognize after the ABC debate and the debate last night that these debates are three against one, always against the Republicans. And people start waking up to the fact that they're trying so desperately to prop up Walz and Kamala that you know, it's gotta eventually start working against them and against their favor.
Yeah, I mean, they're so blatant about it; they have no shame. Maybe they're that desperate. I don't know, but
yeah,
it's become painfully obvious to anybody who's paying even a little bit of attention to that. Let's move on to Helene. What a terrible natural disaster that was! And what about the federal response? I know that several counties you got added to the list.
Yeah, we've been up to our eyeballs in this since, of course, before the storm. And, you know, the governor, how it works is the governor has to make the request on behalf of the state. And four counties had been left out of the governor's request, to the White House had left out. And that was Hamilton, Suwanee, Columbia, and Gilchrist. And as we all know, those counties, including Marion and Alachua, took some pretty substantial wind and damage. I've never seen more damage in Alachua County than this storm. And so last night, after we had sent a letter to the White House asking them to amend their original declaration, we got those four counties added. Now, what that means is that people in those counties can now apply for FEMA's individual assistance. And it now opens up Category A for the county, which is debris removal, which everyone around here knows that when the trees come down, it takes a long time. There's a lot of debris. You got to get them off of fences, out of roads, off of power lines. And so now what we're doing is making sure that people who lost their homes, which there are hundreds of people in our district who lost their homes, are getting clean and safe housing, temporary housing. We're getting power restored, water restored. And in Alachua and Marion specifically, we're helping designate the sites for debris dumps, but also working with the governor's office so that they can then put in the request to the White House to add Alachua and Marion County. Why that's so important is because Marion County and Alachua County saw a tremendous amount of damage in terms of structural damage. That is a long process, but we're trying to get it turned around here in just a matter of days, because a lot of people were impacted in this storm.
There's no doubt about it. It was awful, and FEMA's ability to respond is questioned. But also, I got a call where somebody said FEMA people were knocking on doors in the Gainesville area, but this was a caller from, I believe, Gilchrist County, who brought it to our attention and said, but we haven't seen FEMA out here. Would FEMA be addressing any issues in the county yesterday, even before you got the other counties added?
So there, FEMA does have people on the ground that are doing what they're called windshield surveys, where they basically walk around communities, neighborhoods, and take pictures to determine whether or not enough residents have been impacted to trigger a FEMA response. Now, under FEMA currently, Alachua County is under a Category B declaration, meaning that all of the pre-positioning of first responders and shelters, all that's covered under FEMA. But what they're looking for is, does Alachua County meet the threshold of enough damage to qualify them for Category A and individual assistance? Now, I've been through the county every single day, and I can tell you just from doing these storms for many, many years, yes, Alachua County, in my mind, does. And so we've been working to get that formal declaration pushed up to the White House through the governor's office, because that's the way it has to go. And then we supplement on the back end with requests directly to the White House to support the governor's amended declaration. So in Gilchrist County, though, they will now have access to individual assistance. And of course, the county itself will be covered for all of the damage that they incurred. Our goal now is to try to get folks in Alachua County and Marion, if they meet the threshold, which I think they do.
Did the continuing resolution that was passed not too long ago, otherwise the fear of government shutdown, did that contain cuts to the FEMA budget or not add to it where what maybe was needed?
No, so this is one of the reasons why CRs are so bad in terms of policy making. You know, and I got a bunch of messages from people saying, how could you not support this CR? Can you imagine being in a hurricane and the government shut down? Well, what people don't know is that when the government shuts down, one, they spend more money than if they were open. two, during a government shutdown, each agency, they say they furlough who is non-essential versus who is essential. FEMA is deemed as essential. So no, there would be no disruption in response in a government, quote-unquote, shutdown. And I use quotes because it's not really a shutdown. It's all just political theater. So if we had actually gone through the appropriation process the way that we were going through it, we wanted to go through it, I voted for the appropriation bills. If we had gone and done that, we would have had a better outcome for FEMA because we're able to make the policy fixes and to plus up or minus accounts that needed to be adjusted. A CR is just a rubber stamp, and it actually ends up hurting the military. And, of course, we know the National Guard plays a huge role in the response to these storms. And so for people who question whether or not we should have done a CR or gone through the appropriations, a CR is worse by all accounts. And this rumor mill that's out there that if we had shut the government down during a hurricane that FEMA wouldn't have been able to respond, that's just nonsense.
Well, thank you once again for setting the record straight. Let's switch gears real quick. Israel under attack from Iran, 180 missiles estimate shot at them. Where do you see this thing headed? And I guess what should our response be? How should we handle this situation? And what do you think the Biden administration will do?
You know, yesterday I was out in Horseshoe Beach, and the consulate called from Israel to notify us that this was happening, because where we've been, we've had no cell service. And, you know, they were just bringing it to our attention. And so I was able to get to a place and get service and get a readout. This, to me, is such an incredible provocation where Iran is doing this as retaliation for the actions that Israel took to take out the Hezbollah leader. Now, keep in mind, and this is, I'm shocked that no one's talking about this. Iran has said for how long that they do not fund Hezbollah, that they are not affiliated with Hezbollah. We all know, you know, it's like the worst kept secret in the world that Hezbollah is a proxy of Iran. They are a designated terrorist group. So here you now have Iran openly, publicly stating that this is in retaliation for taking out a Hezbollah leader. They're saying the quiet part out loud, that they are, in fact, engaging in terrorism around the world, that they are the number one state sponsor of terror. And from Israel's standpoint, they should have no rope, no nothing, no handcuffs to defend themselves. Israel should be able to defend themselves and their people without any mother may I from anyone. And for Kamala Harris and the Biden administration to continually talk about a ceasefire when they are taking literal missiles, hundreds of missiles coming at them from every which direction, that's shameful. Israel has an absolute obligation and duty to defend themselves. And I've always said that we need to stand with our strongest, most powerful, and most consequential ally in the region, who is Israel. Now, my hope is that given how futile those missiles were, they ended up, I think, killing only one person, and it was a Palestinian in Jericho, if I'm recalling correctly. 300 missiles. There were no deaths, no fatalities, thank goodness, minus that one individual. I hope that this is a message that their efforts are going to be in vain, and everyone can cool down. We're on the verge of so many different challenges with the longshoremen striking, with World War III brewing in the Middle East, and, of course, the natural disasters we're dealing with here in an open border. We need cooler heads to prevail. Let's hope it doesn't escalate.
Well, let's hope so as well. And in the meantime, you stay safe, and we'll continue to communicate and get meaningful information from you. Congresswoman Kat Kamick, thanks again for being on the show.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good week.
All right, you too. Great stuff there. 8:17 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, you can always download the Bob Rose podcast, and you would get the Kat Kamick interview and everything else we do. Wherever you normally get your podcast, look for the Bob Rose Show and then click on subscribe. Coming up, we've got plenty to talk about, including some of the information that the Congresswoman just shared with us. Coming up next on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling,
come on, move.
You are a fighter. Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning and welcome. It is 8:22, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And will the dock worker strike cause higher food prices? We'll address that in just a minute. In the meantime, it's time to celebrate Oktoberfest, and the folks at World Equestrian Center always doing it in style, both this Saturday and the following Saturday, October 12th. We've got VIP tickets for you with exclusive menu offerings, complimentary half-liter beer stein, included first pour. You are going to love it. It'll be a great experience. But you need to text October to 20357. Message and data rates apply. All right? Listen for a new code word tomorrow. But today, it is October. Text October to 20357. And good luck. Now, the dock workers, the Longshoremen's Union, they're striking. They want a substantial raise in pay. And so they're at loggerheads, and they went on strike. Now, there's a Taft-Hartley Act that the president could invoke to force them back to work and create an 80-day period on which they're also, during that back-to-work call, they would be diligently working to try to get the two sides to come to terms. In the meantime, there would be no disruption. So the USDA said they think in the short term, it shouldn't affect prices mm-hmm. on food.
Good.
And that makes sense. Most of our food is, grown in the United States. And we get some imported, but a lot of that would be trucked in, say, from Mexico. So in the short term, we're okay, but it's still going to impact our economy to the tune of somewhere around $5 billion a day.
Wow.
How can you not think that is very, very substantial? And this is with all the other issues that are going on. Look, we just got the supply chain kind of straightened out. It's still not perfect. But, post-COVID, it was a mess. And they still have some bugs in it, so to speak. And now you're going to have a strike? As president, you've got to take responsibility. I know Biden clearly has checked out. He's checked out on this issue, too, unfortunately. And I think it's wrong. And it just feels like, because it is one catastrophe or, one chaotic event after another. And remember, there's some things you can control and some you can't. He could invoke the Taft-Hartley and get him back to work. He could do that. And that would at least buy you 80 days to where hopefully they could come to terms in the meantime. What else is going to happen? Remember, the chaos with everything related to the border was self-created. The Biden administration did that. They undid Trump's orders and created the border crisis. You can't forget that. And that's important. How does that positively impact American citizens' lives? How does it positively impact it? I can't think of an answer yet. But here's what I can tell you on the negative. And this is light stuff. Schools all over the nation are now having to hire translators and people that can speak all these different languages. Mm-hmm. Which, of course, takes away from resources that aren't even sufficient now. So you've done that. You've taken monies and you're giving them to migrants mm-hmm. to sustain them. When you have a homeless problem in America that existed before you opened the borders, how can that be a positive? It's not.
Right.
You've got the flow of fentanyl is incredible. Can you imagine if anything else was killing nearly 100,000 Americans a year? What government wouldn't be outraged by that? What government wouldn't take strong actions? And if all the strong actions was securing the border, that would have prevented tens of thousands of fentanyl overdoses. Don't forget that. The border opened on purpose, created a crisis on purpose. Don't let that one go.
50 languages, and Walls is proud of that in one of the schools in his state. 50 languages. How does that help education in that school?
It creates a small crisis within that school.
Yeah.
And that's all the left is delivering on. Chaos and crisis. 8:28 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and I'm going to give you the I gave it earlier in the segment, your code word. I'll give it again coming up in just a little bit. If you missed it, you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. We don't want the Californication of America. So we keep an eye on what they do in California. Good morning. It is 8:34 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. One of the things they did in California was they banned legacy admissions to the colleges. In other words, you went to UCLA. You had a great time. You take your kids to the game. Your dream is that your kids will also go to UCLA. And they would always consider that as part of the application process.
Right.
That's where the term legacy comes from. And so here's the downside. Just because, you had a parent or grandparent that graduated shouldn't entitle you to a spot automatically. The fact of the matter is it doesn't. But it does weigh in your favor. Mm-hmm. And I see the upside to that. Think about it. The generations that, you know, they're building on this legacy. And how that benefits the university is these people tend to be the big givers, the big donators to the university, big supporters, either through the alumni or as individuals or business owners, whatever the case may be. These huge endowments that so many universities are very fortunate to have come from people that, you know, they're a graduate. They want their kids to graduate. Why would you have a law that would ban the legacy admissions?
Well, I see the problem is what's with all the diversity we hear the universities want. If you're only letting in the rich white people generation after generation, where's the diversity that you're supposed to be so proud of?
Well, that's part of it. That's part of it. For every legacy person that they can keep out, it's an opportunity for an illegal alien or somebody else come in.
Probably right.
And to me, you're addressing an issue that I don't think is a major issue.
Yeah.
You know, California, we still have homeless sleeping all over the streets in major cities.
Yeah.
And you don't address that. You're forcing everybody to buy electric cars, but you don't have the electric infrastructure to support it. It just seems to me that there are much more important things going on than addressing how the colleges do business.
Right.
So, again, any advantage that your kid may have had from this legacy thing is going to go away. And that's going to impact. Frankly, that'll impact white kids more than anybody else.
Right.
Because what do you think? The population of the institutions have been for many years. I know it's changing now, but you already have people that have graduated a generation or two ago. So there you go. There's the left pushing an agenda that's not really beneficial to anybody.
Well, it sounds like it's beneficial to them financially. I don't know. You think they're going to? Sounds like some of those people, those rich, they need to be taxed. I don't know. Just a thought.
I think that it will help. It will hurt them with endowments. If I'm giving a bunch of money to the university, there might not be an expectation that my kids will automatically get in. But
right.
I think they should get pretty high consideration. If there's nine other kids that have pretty much the same criteria, but mine's a legacy, I think the legacy should get in. And if they don't, I'm going to go, I'm going to spend my money at another school. I'm going to support them through endowments.
Could be.
They're the ones that are educating my child now. So it's stupid. Gavin Newsom did another stupid thing.
Wow.
He signs a bill barring local authorities from requiring voter ID. So if, in a local situation, they said, hey, we want, you have to have a voter ID.
Right.
Let's say you live in an area that is full of, heavy population of immigrants.
Pick your choice.
Status, legal and or illegal, but not citizens.
Right.
So legally do not have the right to vote.
Right.
And it's funny how they let some of these local authorities, they allow them to have non-citizens vote.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that in some local authorities.
Which I still think is wrong.
Well, it's wrong.
Because you're setting people up to move them up the ladder to the next position you want them in.
So in this case, the state is, otherwise it's hands off. Oh, if you really want, non-citizens to vote, I guess okay.
Uh-huh.
But to require, which of course is not okay, but to require a voter ID, the state immediately steps in and says, no, you can't do that. In other words, you can't make the elections have more integrity, only moves that would give them less integrity.
Well, wouldn't they usually have to have some ID to get on that state welfare program or some of those things? Just saying, it used to be at least.
California is one of 14 Democrat-run states that do not require any ID to vote, despite requiring it for many other purposes. Voters at polling places are checked off against voter rolls without further proof being required. Voters who submit mail-in ballots must include their signatures on the envelopes that are checked by a machine against the signatures on file in voter registration records. The city of Huntington Beach, one of the last conservative bastions in the state, which often opposes Democratic policies, planned to require photo ID for voting in 2024 after a ballot initiative passed to that effect in March. So the people there, they want it. This adds to voter election integrity.
Right.
But no, the new law, SB 1174, that the governor just signed would prohibit a local government from enacting or enforcing any charter, provision, ordinance, or regulation requiring a person to present identifications for the purpose of voting or submitting a ballot at any polling place, vote center, or other location where ballots are cast or submitted as specify. The text also claims, without evidence, voter identification laws have historically been used to disenfranchise low-income voters, voters of color, voters with disabilities, and senior voters. And that, by the way, has never been proven to be true. It's as you said, you need proper identification
for so many things.
This is not a jump through a hoop mentality.
I mean, we keep a list in here that has no less than is that probably 50 things that you have to have a valid ID for in our country, and somehow we don't think it's important enough when it comes to an important thing like voting?
The only reason you would oppose that is that you want to keep it open for fraudulent behavior.
Exactly.
That would be the only. Exactly. That's just logic at work there. All right. Hey, we had a big vice presidential debate last night. Clearly, the winner was Vance, Senator J.D. Vance. He just had command of the issues. He put in a strong performance, yet both candidates were very mannerly. The decorum was, I think, very, very well, both candidates. You've got to definitely tip the hat there. Now, Walls, on the other hand, well, he called himself a knucklehead.
And I'm a knucklehead at times, but it's always been to do the best I can.
Which, look, if you're going to coach my kid in Little League and you're having a parents meeting and you go, look, my skill set may be somewhat limited, but I'm going to give the kids, you know, the best I have.
Sure.
And sometimes, yeah, I might come off as a knucklehead, but I'm really trying.
But
I could live with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But not when the person theoretically is a heartbeat away from the presidency.
No.
And they say, yeah, I'm a knucklehead sometimes. like the time, no. I accidentally hung up on President Xi. You know? Hey, sometimes I miss the mark. Sometimes, I don't get it right. Those kinds of things are good and honest.
Sure.
But to use a descriptive label like, yeah, sometimes I'm a knucklehead. I mean, that's like a dunce. That's like a dodo.
President Knucklehead.
That's not like, hey, I don't always get it right because nobody does.
Right.
But to say, yeah, I'm a knucklehead sometimes, but I'm trying. I mean, you really do sound like a stooge.
Yeah, you do.
And he did not have, command of his responses. No. And you can tell by that where the weaknesses lie. And one of them is his ties to China. He's very uncomfortable when any subject related to China in any way comes up. Here's one of his responses.
All I said on this was, I got there that summer and misspoke on this. So I will just, that's what I've said. So I was in Hong Kong and China during the democracy protest went in. And from that, I learned a lot of what needed to be in governance.
You learned a lot about governance from the communist Chinese?
Huh. Okay.
By giving Hong Kong over to China, I'm befuddled by a lot of this.
Yeah.
And then he claimed earlier that he'd been to China 30 times. Now, okay, if you've been there 26 times and you say, look, I've been to China like 30 times.
Close enough.
And anybody calls you on it, you'd say, look, 26 times, okay, I was off by a few.
Right.
I'd give him a break.
Yes.
But when you say you've been there 30 times and it turns out that by your own admission, well, maybe it was more like 15.
Mm.
Now, why are you doing that? Is it because your record is going to become evident to people because you're running for this high of an office? Or could it also be you want to try to not make your ties to China seem as strong as they are.
Mm-hmm.
But they are strong, and there's a whistleblower that has talked to, you know, James Comer, and, you know, Senate over, I mean, over, House Oversight Committee.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Mayorkas has been subpoenaed. He has until October 7th to address that. We'll see what comes of that. But there, I think there's something there.
There's a there there?
There's a there there.
Mm.
I think.
Yeah.
All right. It doesn't mean it's going to come out before the election either,
next.
Does it?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, code word coming up next so that you can get VIP passes to the World Equestrian Center Oktoberfest celebration. That's coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. It's Happy Hump Day, Trump Day, 8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. And you've got the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
So yesterday, gosh, it was about not too long after we got off the air. All of a sudden, the missiles were flying. Ooh. Iran was attacking Israel, believed to be about 180 rockets and or missiles. Most of them, however, were intercepted. No injuries to Israelis and little damage reported. That's the initial report anyway. And but that was another big provocative move mm-hmm. by Iran. So what's going to happen next? Is there going to be a retaliatory strike on the part of Israel against Iran? We'll have to see how these things unfold. Debate last night. Winners, losers. Of course, J.D. Vance won.
And really, I think everybody thought so, even those other networks.
Well, they did a poll, and I'm going to get to that in a minute. But first, I want to give you the code word so that you can get the VIP experience at Oktoberfest that's going to be held at the World Equestrian Center this Saturday and next Saturday, October 12th. We've got a pair of VIP tickets, good for all the fun, plus access to the Oktoberfest VIP lounge, private restroom and bar, exclusive menu offerings, complimentary half-liter beer stein with included first pour. And right now, you just need to text October to 20357. Message and data rates apply. We'll change the word every day, give you another chance to win VIP tickets to the World Equestrian Center Oktoberfest. So the word is October. Text October to 20357. CBS, CNN polls say J.D. Vance beat Tim Walz debate. That's right. CBS and CNN. Yep. Some of the polling was a little bit close. You're always going to have your partisans, but the vast majority of people, even left of center, are like, Vance was in control, in command, and he looked better, he sounded better, and Walz came out on the short end. I can say this, that both, like the decorum of the event,
yes,
very, very good on behalf of the two people there. Nora O'Donnell and Margaret Brennan, though, they were awful.
What are you trying to say? What's that mean?
Awful. They're affluent white female liberals.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's true.
Awful.
Nora is about the most irritating to me these days, I think. She just comes off as a bitter woman.
I think it was somebody that stated this, probably on X, somebody with name recognition that escapes me now, but basically describing them as obnoxious.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. There's somebody you would not even want to... Yeah.
Just obnoxious. Like, you clearly have an agenda. You're clearly being nasty toward J.D. Vance.
Now, you're not a news person. Really. In the purest sense of the word.
And it doesn't matter. Moderator.
Oh,
you're not.
Oh.
Look, an umpire calls balls and strikes, calls out or safe. Mm-hmm. But the umpire should not be the focus of any game if they're doing their job well.
Right.
They're doing their job well. They almost will go, unnoticed. But when they call a terrible game, people go, oh my God, that was, they called a terrible game. They got it wrong. A few of them. So good moderators, okay, there wouldn't be a mention of them. Oh, what about the moderators? I don't know. I mean, seem professional, straightforward, ask, decent questions. But instead, these moderators stuck out as obnoxious. It adds to the whole, look, there's an agenda out there. If you're just waking up to it, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC. There is no center for them. There is no fair for them. They have an agenda. It's more like a mission than it is a point of view. You can have an opinion and a point of view on a lot of things, but you become, with an agenda or prejudicial, or you think it's like your life's calling. That's what they're teaching kids in journalism schools. It's not about reporting facts. It's about promoting an agenda. Don't you want, social justice? You can be part of leading the charge. Really?
Is that what that's about?
I thought I was supposed to deliver the news and then people could decide for themselves how it made them feel and what their thoughts were on it. Instead, I've got to lead them in a certain direction, which sometimes or usually mostly leads them away from the truth.
Wow.
Away from it. Yeah. That's what we're dealing with these days. Well, listen to Alejandro Mayorkas, right? He's the secretary of, the everything, the TSA and all of that. They're all under his umbrella. He said he was referring to Ohio that has been, oh my gosh, overrun with Haitian refugees, illegals, whatever their status is. He said Springfield has blossomed with migrants.
I don't think
it's blossomed.
I don't think that's the word I'd be
They are the flowers. They are the flowers of the city, and the American citizens are the dirty, nasty weeds. Right? State Senator Blaise Ingolia joins the conversation with us in minutes on 97.3 The Sky. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.